Part 2. The Process. Chapter 3. The Call to Greatness. Stage 1. Be not content with littleness, only in magnitude, which is your home. You do not have to strive for it because you already have it. All striving must be directed against littleness. A Course in Miracles. Where it all started. What if your hunger is holy? Liana Silver. I vividly remember waking up on the first morning of my 4-day getaway, which my business coach had strongly recommended. It was late July 2009. I'd needed a break. I'd been feverishly but futilely chasing an ambitious goal: make millions, help millions, give millions, which was to be the subject of my next book. Now, 3 years and dozens of interviews later, the book remained unwritten, my goal unmet. I'd spent my entire career helping women achieve financial success, yet I was nowhere near my 7-figure goal. In fact, this had been my least profitable year in ages, and I hadn't a clue why or what to do about it. I lay in bed for a while, sinking deeper into self-pity, until I forced myself to get up. Midway to the bathroom, I stopped dead in my tracks. Suddenly, out of nowhere, I heard a distinct voice in my head say, with commanding authority, "Go for greatness." Those 3 words struck me with the force of a lightning bolt. They came from somewhere very deep, from something very wise. Greatness was not a term I'd often used before. I ran back to bed, grabbed my journal from the nightstand, and started writing. Isn't that what I really want? Greatness? The words flowed quickly, mindlessly, automatically. I've been so focused on achieving fame and fortune, making millions, helping millions, but those are goals from my ego. My soul has been yearning for something very different. It wants greatness. It never had occurred to me until that moment that there was a distinction. I continued writing. Making millions seemed the obvious next step. It felt impressive. It certainly was feeding my ego. What I didn't realize...